when these diaries were written, it was already kind of in the middle of this empty space between First and Second World War. It was roughly in the middle when that was the empty territory. And there were several, I think, important statements that were made in about the same time as those diaries that are very relevant today. First of all, there was this remark by Andrei Bely, who described St. Petersburg, not Moscow, during that approximately the same time. He says, I'm going to translate, Петербург был красив красотой умирающего, когда все черты обострились. The St. Petersburg was obtained that beauty of a dying person when every feature intensifies,
sharpens
and intensifies before the end. When the St. Petersburg was stripped of all the advertisements and signs and stores and all of a sudden it was just a pure naked architecture that was revealed. And the second thing was that the sunset of Europe was already I think it was published in 1926, but it was Spengler started writing it right after the World War I, and that was already an attempt to map that space between the end of something and this unknown second estrangement, as you know, the Second World War was even further definition of that end. So in fact, Benjamin was describing and mapping that empty territory of when a lot of different ideas and a lot of different cultural schools of thought and practices were in a state of zero, kind of brought back to, you know, to non-existence, and there was the time of possibility, and he was mapping and recording that time. So I feel that in a way, to me, it links that experience and that way of looking at the situation somewhat between, in some way, to what's relevant today. Because the idea of recording something and the idea of a diary is profanized to a big degree by, you know, Facebook and this recording that becomes a daily practice for a lot of people, but not as a tool to capture something or to sustain the life experience, but actually quite opposite, to remove it, you know, to walk past it. It becomes the kind of a tool of estrangement almost, because you see people recording something, being, you know, focusing on recording something at the time when they should be living it, like living their child's birthday, living their own wedding, experiencing it. And instead, you know, the focus shifts into the, you know, recording that, you know, it already turns, you know, into a document before it even happens. So this whole idea of diary is very different today. We are looking at the practice, cultural practice, that has the same word but means something completely different. We live already in a time when a lot of the meanings that he describes, a lot of the words that he uses, they mean something absolutely different in the language of our time, in the language of our daily experience and cultural experience.